All right, quieten down now. Live from the Brit and Yankee Pub Studios, it's those two fat guys, Phil and Mark, with another Brit and Yankee craft beer pubcast. I can hear the pints being pulled right now.
Knock the wild dude, bring the drums in, let's have a party. Pump up the bitter. Shh, test it. Pump up the bitter. Pump up the bitter.
Take it away, lads.
Pump up the bitter.
You are paying for that beer, aren't you?
Hello, I'm Phil Clark, landlord of the Brit and Yankee Pub, and I'm on an outside broadcast, a special edition of our podcast, recorded at the soft opening of one of the Chicago suburb's newest breweries, Short Fuse Brewing in Schiller Park. Head brewer Mark Duckow took me away from the busy, noisy tap room and restaurant that was filled with people enjoying the 14 new brews on tap. And we went back to where the magic happens for a quiet conversation. So grab a brew, sit back, and listen in. We are here, the Brit and Yankee podcast, craft beer podcast, is here at a soft opening for the Short Fuse Brewing Company in Schiller Park. Wonderful Schiller Park on River Road. So the other side is the river, right?
That is correct.
Any chance of flooding? I hope not, right?
Not today.
Not today, no. I'm standing here with head brewer.
Mark Duco.
And is that D-U-K-O?
D-U-C-H-O-W.
Oh, okay. So where does that come from?
It's German.
German, all right. So you must have a rich brewing history.
We only have a half hour, right?
As long as you want to stand here and talk to me, because we like talking about beer.
Right. Well, so, I do. I do have an extensive brewing history. We go back. Starting with my great grandfather was a Cooperetta brewer.
Really?
Who immigrated to the United States in 1840s.
Wow.
So he settled in around the Madison area, a place called Black Earth.
Okay.
And started up. He became very popular. Otto Carroll was his name. I'm also related to some of the Berghoffs.
Really? That's a good heritage then, right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess I do have it in my blood.
In your blood. And we're standing in your newly opened 30-barrel system, which used to be what, this area?
This building used to be, it was a for skid loader repair and rental.
Oh, okay. And so it's now become something much more important.
Much more important.
You have quite an interesting selection of brews that you've put up. You have an opening ale, which is a copper.
Yes, it's a copper. So we wanted something that was unique, it's more reminiscent of a British bitter.
Okay.
Or a ESP.
I'll have to try that then.
Yes.
Because I'm drinking, and I'm gonna grab my sample here. I'm drinking the British Invasion, which is a British Imperial IPA. So
yes.
I can tell the difference to the normal IPAs. Tell the listeners what you intended with this one.
Oh, I wanted to have it be malty. And with the British IPAs, there's not the intensity of the American hops.
Right.
In the bitterness and the flavor and aroma. You know, there is a good balance of hops, but nothing overpowering. And
right.
and we wanted to focus on some British style hops, so it's actually a combination of German and British hops.
So you seem to be going for a lot of classic styles.
Well, you know, I think when we start out, you know, going for classic styles,
yeah.
I like to walk on the wild side a little bit. You know, what we plan to do in the future is we plan to do a lot of barrel aging,
okay.
Sours. We're getting fooders in. So,
nice.
So we're looking at doing a lot of different things. We believe that, you know, maybe up to 20% of our sales will be sours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sour is the new IPA, they're saying.
That is.
I don't know about that, but
right. Well, there's a lot of brewers that are getting into it. So, it's just finding the type of sour you want to.
So where did the name come from? Short Fuse. Because as I look around, you've got some really nice. Murals on the wall with rather fierce-looking people with dynamite and everything. So the question is, do you have a short fuse? Or
well, if people who know me are listening, they would agree that I have a short fuse.
Okay.
But I would say more politically correct. I'm intense.
Okay. Well, that's okay when you're making beer,
that's
right?
That's right.
So what is the history, from your perspective, of how you came to do Short Fuse?
Well, I've been in the brewing business for over 25 years.
Okay.
I had opened up a place in Wisconsin, a place called Sweet Mullets Brewing Company. I ran into Nick, my partner. Around 2015, and we had discussions about doing someplace down here, so I sold out my interest in Sweet Mullets and came down here.
Where was that in Wisconsin?
There was in Oconomowoc.
Oh, I don't know where that is.
Yeah, it's between Milwaukee and Madison.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're down here now, and how long has it taken you to from finding this space to put in this massive amount of equipment in here? Are you the only brewer, or do you have assistants?
I do have assistant, Derek Bradley, who's first time professional, but he is quite an asset.
That's good. Not quite an ass, but an
asset. Yeah, okay. No, I'm the ass. Yes. So we don't want two ashes in the brewery. Yeah. So, Derek's a full time brewer. Has a lot of skills in a mechanical background and electrical, and so he's been quite a help here.
Now you're also a restaurant here,
which is
kind of interesting, because most breweries will start up just as a brewery, bringing a food truck. I'm assuming you didn't have any problems with the village of Schiller Park getting you all the licensing for that.
it was a long road for us, from when we found this location to opening. It has been just a year.
Really? Just a year?
Just a year.
Wow.
But we've been on this project for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
So it took a year to search and find this location, and then a year for build-out.
Okay. So you have been brewing a plethora of beers. How many have you got on your
we got
pumps
12.
Right now? And interestingly enough, your pumps are rockets, right?
That's correct. Yes, we have 12 beers on tap.
Okay, 12 beers on tap. So, which would you say was the one that's your favorite?
All of them.
Oh, come on! That's the question. Okay, what sort of beer would you want to drink all the time? You know,
the different beers, different reasons. The Rye Bob is a beer I dedicated to my father.
Okay.
And I love it. I think it's a fantastic beer.
Yeah, go through your list. test your knowledge.
Right.
There we go.
And then there's the buckwheat. It's made with 20% buckwheat.
Okay.
It's got a wonderful aroma to it, of buckwheat, and very unique. You don't see many buckwheat beers out there.
Right.
We have a Belgian IPA which is I would say right now my favorite beer right now. So
okay, there you go. We got that one.
Yeah,
off then.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that so I will confess.
There you go.
I do like the Belgian IPA a lot, but we do have we have two wheats. We have a traditional Hefeweizen and more of an American style, kind of American style with twist. I used Hefeweizen yeast with it,
okay.
Not a traditional American style, but. And we have our opening beer, which we called a copper ale.
Copper ale.
It's kind of like
copper.
Right, exactly. it's like a ESP.
Okay.
We got the British Invasion, which is a imperial British IPA.
Yep.
We do have an America style IPA, America style pale ale, and
So you, have more. You got an English pale ale?
We do not have an English pale ale.
But you're going to make one, right?
Well, oh, of course.
Oh, of course, yeah. Of course. We made one of those in collaboration with Hopvine down in Aurora.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To celebrate the 90th birthday of the Queen.
Oh, excellent.
And we just used Maris Otter and East Kent Goldings. And
Maris Otter.
It got better as it went older, but I definitely think it's not for everybody, I have to say.
I love Maris. I use a lot of Maris Otter.
Yeah.
I think it's a wonderful malt.
Yeah, it seems like you have here a bent towards doing the European styles and obviously a couple of British ones, which is really refreshing. And I'll see whether your ESB, copper, pale ale, whatever you call it, we'll see if that works out. But so you said you're going to do a lot of sours.
Yeah.
And what was your thinking behind that?
Well, you know, I've been doing sours for, gosh, close to almost 15 years, so professionally.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I find a lot of sours that are out there tend to be dry.
Right.
I like to look at a balance. You know, that's how I like balance. I think balance is drinkability.
I like to have a little bit of refreshment out
exactly.
of it as well, and then a slightly dry finish. And I really don't like it to be too sour, too tart. It just has to have something that sparkles.
Well, the major European examples that we see out there, you know, Goose these are sours that are intended to be blended. So there should be blended with, you know, juice or wine or whatever you prefer,
right.
Soda. You know, so these when you get the American brewer who looks at these beers and goes, I want to make something like this. This is what a sour is.
Yeah.
But that's not really what a sour is. You know, a sour should be a balance. You know, like a Rodenbach. You know,
right.
It's a wonderful
sour. Oh, that's a classic right there.
Exactly.
If you can make one like that, you think you'd do very well.
Right.
You said you're going to do some barrel aging. Have you got any thoughts as to where you're going to head first? Because the reason I ask that question is that wine barrels, to me, make a much better barrel-aged beer.
I agree.
Than a bourbon barrel, because it's like everything's bourbon barrel.
Well, yeah, everything's bourbon barrel. Well, you know, we're gonna focus what's on the market now.
Right.
You know, we'll be working with the barrel broker in Milwaukee, and we intend to bring in, you know, truckloads at a time.
Okay.
So and then fill them and age them out. We want to get ahead of the curve and produce a lot of barrel aging. So basically, whatever he has, mm-hmm. we'll take.
Okay.
So and I love wine barrels. I've right. worked with wine barrels before. I find that the Belgian styles, even sours, work fantastic with wines.
Right.
So and you know there's this place for bourbon, but. You know, it's typically you're looking for a high alcohol, heavy beer.
Yeah.
Something that's very it's gonna balance out well with that vanilla and oak.
What is the highest ABV you have here? I know the one I was drinking, British Invasion, was 7.
Yeah, 7. I believe the Belgian IPA is 8.
8. Okay. So you're not gonna do really high alcohol beers. Unless you would do a special.
Oh, you know,
you're gonna come back and whack us.
Oh, you bet, you bet. I'm gonna do everything. So
okay.
We plan to do for our taps here. We're gonna have maybe 6 to 8 that are gonna be on permanently,
okay.
And then we'll rotate out the rest. We got 14 total taps, so I got a lot of room to play with, and those would come out as specialties,
yeah.
And we'll be all over the place with us.
Well, that's kind of interesting. If you had to pair two beers, now what I've been doing recently is I've been trying to find a kind of a stout in some description, and then I've been also having a sour or a, you know, a Berliner Weiss or something
right.
like that, and then have a small amount of the stout and then refreshing sips of the lighter one,
right.
And after one after, and I found that to be a very interesting kind of combination without mixing the beers together.
Oh yeah.
So,
yeah.
You got any comments on that? Is there one on your list here that you could do?
You know, as far as blending beers, you know, I encourage it because, a Stoutenbalt, which is a Hefeweizen and a stout mixed together.
Okay.
So, you
well,
know.
Why don't mix them?
Yeah, I understand.
I have it separate. Yeah, okay.
I understand.
I gotcha.
And I agree. I think that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one is for you know, palate cleansing, and so you know, especially a sour. A sour is fantastic for that because it cleans the palate and then brings you on to another.
I think that's your assistant brewer.
That's my assistant brewer.
The dude in orange and wellies. And,
you know, either there's a prison break or that's it.
All right. So thank you very much indeed for giving us the time. I know you've probably got to get back and hobnob right. with everybody. Yeah, exactly. But on the other hand, they said, I think he's in the back keeping out of the way. But I really appreciate your time here. And
this is my pleasure.
I certainly wish all the success in the world. I'm going to go back and try a couple of those ones that we talked about.
All right.
And you give us all the details. Now, do you know your phone number? Because most brewers don't know their phone number.
I don't even think we have a phone number here.
Oh,
I have
really?
No idea.
Okay. But where are you located?
We're located at 5000 North River Road in Schiller Park, Illinois.
Okay. And that is just a couple of miles south of what major road?
Well, you know, if you're coming from the Blue Line towards O'Hare, where the Rosemont stop, and then head south.
Head south on it.
About three quarters of a mile.
Can't go wrong.
So, if you're going to the Fashion Outlet Mall, we're three quarters of a mile south.
No, I won't be going there.
All right.
At least I'll be
there. That's my wife. She, if I told
oh,
her.
Oh, she runs it?
No.
Oh, she likes going there.
No, she likes going I should have stock in it.
Yeah, right. It's very handy there. Yeah, definitely.
Right.
One question I forgot to ask you is whether or not you're going to distribute your beers out.
Yes, yes.
Or have you already? I don't know.
We are a distribution brewery, so we want to get the tasting room up and going. You know, in this business, this is the hottest thing going. I mean, yeah. We're right here. This is where we get to introduce our products to people. We get direct feedback, and as they say in the business, it's the sweetest plum. So, you know, and that's why we brought in the kitchen too, is because we want. So if we can introduce people to the beer and they get something to eat, maybe they'll purchase another beer.
What sort of fare is it?
American, of course.
Okay. So,
your pizzas and burgers.
Oh, okay.
But no, actually, our executive chef, she's fantastic. She's been slaving away and working on a bunch of stuff. And you know, I've been separate from everybody else working on the beer, so I have no idea what's on the menu.
Well, maybe you need to go and try out a few.
I do.
Do some beer pairing dinners, you know?
Right.
Come up and let's have some beers and burgers.
Oh, definitely. And that's going to be definitely in the future.
Yeah, that'll be great. Well, Mark, thank you very much indeed for your time. I do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Short fuse or not, you've been very gracious. And I think it's time to get out of... Is it this hot in here all the time?
All the time.
Oh, my God. I'm standing... I thought, wow, it's nice and cool in the tap room, but it's sweltering out here. I just don't... No wonder you're in shorts and a T-shirt. I bet you'd be running around brewing beer naked, I would think.
If I could, I would.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. So it's
against the Schiller Park rules, I know. Yeah.
Well, you know, you got a lot of hot stuff around here. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
We don't have to go into details.
Yes, we don't, definitely. Thank you very much indeed. The Britain Yankee wishes you all the very, very best.
Thank you.
And we'll come back in a little while. I'll bring my buddy with me, who I do it with, but he couldn't come tonight.
Oh, that's okay.
And we'll sample the beers again.
Well, yeah, just let me know.
Sounds good. Right. Cheers. Appreciate it. We recommend heading out to the Short Fuse and trying out some of their beers and foods. The place is enormous compared to many of the new guys popping up, but as they say, sizes and everything. Quality counts, and Mark seems to have a handle on that. Many thanks again for your time, Mark. We'll be back in the next edition with Mark Naske's Swan Song Show, ahead of him heading out to Boise, Idaho. He'll be bringing a few bottles from his recent trip and introducing us to some new breweries. So until then, it's good night from me and not good night from him. Cheers.
Britain Yankee!
Britain Yankee!
I'll have a pint now. Go, give us a pint. You got any tetanus? But a pint, please, Bob. Give me another pint, please, Bob.